at all.
This is Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events. Your number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Okay, great. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Great. As things are now, how likely are you to vote in the August 2024 primary election for county mayor and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Chances are 50-50, or you're not that likely to vote?
I will vote.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And what is your age, please?
74.
Okay, thank you. In South Florida, the media describes people as either Black, African-American, Anglo, White, Hispanic, or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
African-American.
African-American, okay. Generally speaking, do you feel that things in your area of Miami-Dade County are headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
Everything is okay so far.
Is it they're going in the right one so far?
Yes, so far going the right one, so far.
So far.
It could be better. It could be much better, but it's okay.
Gotcha. Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations that you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize them, it's okay. Just let me know. The first one is Donald Trump.
But Donald Trump is a very good candidate, a very good government. I'm not Republican. He's one of the best presidents for the United States. But the problem is Donald Trump divided the country because of his prejudice, his racist. He makes the country look bad. But economically, he's one of the best.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But so your overall opinion of Donald Trump, is it favorable or unfavorable?
For America, it's favorable. Oh. But for me, no. For me personally,
okay.
No.
So,
for America, yes.
So
is it
unfavorable to you?
For me, yes.
Okay,
but,
very unfavorable
for my country, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He's worked hard. He loves America. He's a liar, but he loves America. He's doing his best. He loves himself, but he loves America also. But he's a good president. He's the one we need, like Ronald Reagan. But personally, I don't like him.
Right. So I'm focusing on you now. You said it's unfavorable to you. So is that very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable to me
you.
Because, it's, like I said, he's a discriminatory.
Right.
I cannot deal with it. That's it. And
yes.
Unfavorable to me. To me personally.
Uh-huh. Right.
But to the country, he's a good guy.
Gotcha. And what about Joe Biden? What's your opinion of him? Favorable or unfavorable?
Joe Biden, I'm favorable to Joe Biden, but unfortunately for his age, I don't think he can do the job. But he's a man who he has a conscience. He think about people. He think about, because he got 47 years in the Congress. 47 years is not 47 months. He's a very good guy. He know what he's doing. He know what he's talking about. But sometimes you have to understand it's time for you to go away. To lead the new generation. And I don't think he up to the second term. But, like I said, but the presidency is an institution. It's not just one man. Not just one man. It's an institution, the presidency. Then if he gets the nomination, he will be president and will do a good job because he's not the one who makes all the decisions. Of course, he make all the decision, but he got his own people who govern the country. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is, as I'm favorable for him, but personally, I think he should let somebody younger take the chance.
Okay.
But
I understand.
I would like him to beat Donald Trump only for one reason. Because Donald Trump lies too much. And those Trumpists think Donald Trump is very weak. Donald Trump is not qualified for the second term because of what he done.
Okay. So for you personally, is it very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Donald Trump?
No, Joe Biden.
Oh, Joe Biden is favorable, very favorable. Very.
Very, okay. What about Daniela Levine Cava?
Who's she? Who's he?
You don't recognize her?
But maybe if you tell me what their occupation, maybe you know who's talking about.
Yeah, the issue is I'm not allowed to share any more details because there aren't any details here, just the name. But if you don't recognize the name, that's fine. Daniela Levine Cava. Daniela Levine Cava.
No, I don't have no idea.
Okay. What about Debbie Mercer Powell?
But I don't follow those Freudian politicians. The only one I was following it, there was DeSantis and, you know, and Marco Rubio, all those liars, things like that.
Mm-hmm. What about Rick Scott?
Okay, Rick Scott was a governor once. He was in congressman too. He's a Republican, I believe, no? But he's okay. He's a good guy too.
So your opinion is very favorable or just somewhat favorable of him?
Yes, it's favorable. I'm favorable with him. I'm not going to lie because I don't. No, he's a favorable guy. He's a very, very, very nice guy. He's doing the best.
Okay, what about Alex Otola?
Somehow, a little bit favorable.
Okay, what about James Reyes?
I don't even heard about him.
Okay, what about Ron DeSantis?
Oh, that one, I don't like him. I don't like him at all.
Okay.
But to be honest with you, he's a very, very, very good governor. I watched a lot of things about him in his book. He's a very good governor. He helped Florida. He made Florida in the good way. But also, he's copied Donald Trump. By copying Donald Trump.
I get it. Like,
he's not good
like
for him,
me
but he's
Donald.
A good governor.
Right, right. Like you said with Donald Trump, he, for America, you think it's good, but to you personally, you don't like him at all, right?
No, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about Joe Martinez?
Joe Martinez is okay. He's a good guy, too.
Okay, too. Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Oh, very favorable.
Okay, what about Rosie Cordero Stutz?
I never heard about her.
No. Joe Sanchez.
It's okay, favorable.
Very favorable?
Very.
Or just someone?
Mm-hmm. Very.
What about Manny Seed?
Manny?
Yeah, Manny Seed.
I never heard about him. No.
No. Okay, and Marco Rubio.
Oh, please, Marco Rubio, DeSantis, and Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable?
Well, Marco Rubio, not my cup of tea. It's unfavorable, definitely.
Okay.
Because Marco Rubio thinks he's white. He thinks he's white, you forgot he's a Latino. He forgot about that. He's not an interest of the minority. He's the worst.
Okay.
He's the worst Latino guy I never heard.
Okay, what about, the next one says, how would you rate the way that Daniela Levine Cava is handling
her job? Daniela Levine. Wait a minute. Daniela Levine. You talk about the alcaldesa, the mayor, the city mayor. Oh, when you said that before, I know the name, but I cannot blast it. Oh, no. No, she's wonderful.
So let me go
wonderful.
Back. Oh, okay. Sounds to me it's very favorable. Or is it just...
Yes. You said Daniela Levine. I said, but that name, I know where that name coming from, but I know who it is. And I asked you, where is it? You cannot tell me. And now you go back again. I know what you're talking about. No, she's there.
All right.
that lady sacrificed her life for that job. She knows what she's doing. She knows what she's doing. She's favorable.
Gotcha. All right. Thanks for letting me know. Now, how would you rate her job as mayor of Miami-Dade County? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent. Okay.
She's just doing something in the airport. It's wonderful for the people with disability.
Uh-huh.
That was wonderful. She's doing good things.
Okay. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Well, definitely I would vote for Joe Biden. There's no question about it.
Gotcha. If the election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, and candidates were Manny Seed, Daniela Levine Cava, and Alex Otola, which one do you think you'd vote for?
No, I know what you're talking about. The Alex, I told you before, I didn't know him. Now I know him. I know him right now. No, Daniela Levine. Now I know.
For her.
I know who Alex is. Yeah, I know him. Yes.
Oh,
so Daniela Levine is my favorite. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I know him.
Give me just a second. Now, if the election for county mayor were today and the candidates were only Manny Seed, Daniela Levine Cava, and Alex Otola, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Manny. Now I know who Manny is now, too. Yes.
For Manny, okay.
Mm-hmm.
As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. I'd like to ask you about two of them. And want to quickly share with you that we're almost going to be done. I appreciate your patience and participation so far.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on. One constitutional amendment is titled Adult Personal Use of Marijuana. This is how it reads.
Oh, you asked the wrong. You asked the wrong person, because me, Dr. Colin Rousseau, I'm against that policy the DeSantis put there for the marijuana in Florida. That's the worst thing you can do, that killing the young people, that the worst thing can do. I wrote about it in Facebook and New York Times, and I hate it. And I tell DeSantis several times in different ways that was the mistake. Because it doesn't matter how you see it. Politically, they support marijuana because it's good for the election, for the money, for the thing like that. But marijuana is not good. It's not sociable. It should not be legally in Florida.
I got you. Okay. Still, I understand your position, but still I got to read this amendment to you. Okay?
Thank you.
It says, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise, allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories.
Mm-hmm.
Applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations or federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use. Now, I read it fairly, a little faster than usual, because you already told me your position on this is no. Correct?
Yes.
Would you vote no?
My position is,
yes?
I'm sorry to interrupt you. My position is that if marijuana is for the medical use, I'm for it. But people use it for different situations. It's like a Facebook. Facebook used to be a way for people to educate themselves, to learn few things. Now they take Facebook like a garbage. They use it for prostitution, for pornography. The same thing with the marijuana. When you said marijuana is for the medical use, but those people is not so intellectually, they're not so capacity to understand that. They use it as a, it's like my country I'm coming from. I'm coming from Haiti, no? For example, after Papa Doc Duvalier fall, the dictature fall, the democracy come in. But those Haitian people are so ignorant, they don't know what the democracy means. The democracy, they thought it's a libertinage. It's not the democracy, it's libertinage. It's the same thing happened with marijuana. People take marijuana that because they say it's free, they can do it. It's for the medical situation, and they use it for something else. you know.
I understand. So, no. I'm not offended by it. I respect your opinion. I am just not allowed to comment on it. I appreciate that. The other constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Yes to support, no to oppose.
Yes to support, long as the life of the fetus is in danger or the mother is in danger, they allow the procedures. I don't know if that's the question you ask me. For example, I cannot say that I don't want a abortion period. No, abortion should be only to protect the life of the mother.
Okay, I understand now. I appreciate that. Over the past few years, would you say the level of crime where you live has increased, decreased, or stayed about the same?
Okay, that's a very good question. That's a very good question. The crime is still, understand. When you got inflation, the crime is inflation also go up. And, let me see. Where I live, the crime is low. It's low now. It's lower than before.
Oh, it's lower?
Yes, it's lower than before. Okay, before it used to be more because what happened, you know, the pandemic come in and a lot of people without work, but that's not excuse for them to stealing, to killing people. But they have a domestic violence, the crime come up with that domestic violence thing in the house, thing like that. But the crime is still low and compare to some other places.
Okay. I understand now. Well, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for county leaders to focus their attention on right now? And just let me know which one, or if I should read you a list.
In social services. Social services. Try to help in the poor people, the homeless people, the poor people, the family people who already need help, not people who are doing fraud, no. And also those people who work in there, they try to be public servant, not give a hard time to people, you know. Try to make sure they have the right qualification, who need the help, who's not. That's what I say, because the public service, like family services, is very bad. Very, very, very bad in Florida. No. They need some change. There's some change.
Okay. And you know what? I just want to make sure you tell me exactly which one. I'm going to read you a list, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It says, investing in housing people can afford, making mm-hmm. communities safer, protecting mm-hmm. vulnerable areas from overdevelopment. Now, I'm mm-hmm. going to keep reading, but I just want to let you know, all of these issues are important, we know, but mm-hmm. we just want you to focus on the main one.
Of course.
Right? Mm-hmm. We have another one that says, building a mass transit system,
mm-hmm.
lowering inflation,
mm-hmm.
promoting trust and accountability in local government,
mm-hmm.
reducing traffic congestion,
mm-hmm.
achieving higher wages.
Mm-hmm.
We also have adapting to climate change and sea level rise, and mm-hmm. making healthcare affordable to working families.
Mm-hmm. I have to take only one.
Well. Yeah, the main one and a second one.
Okay, the main one I think should be the traffic. The traffic is terrible in Florida. The second one is the housing, affordable housing for people to live, because most of people lose their apartment because the court signed with the landlord, because those landlords, when the judge go into the election, the landlord give money for the election for the judge always signed with the landlord, like a Melo in Miami. That guy had the judges in his pocket. Oh. Yeah. But, you know, is that the government have to do something about it. They build housing or try to do something to help in mothers and single mothers, retired people to have a place to live. And every day we have the homeless population grow every day. That because I like that woman, Miss Levin, and she tried to do her best to cut down the homeless. But she's alone. She cannot do it alone. She need more help. Yeah. And the traffic and the housing and the wages, no, because the wages, that is the government federal. But they cannot do nothing about it. And the third one I forgot, but yes.
Okay, no, but the main two, you said the first one would be traffic. What about the second
one? Yeah. Well, the second one, the housing situation, I just mentioned. The housing situation, yes. And, you know, it's public services, like family services, you have to be fixed something also. But the public transportation, one of them you said, that is perfect. Miss Levin do the best job in that. We have a better autobuses. We have a better schedule. No complaint about it.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a series of descriptions of possible candidates for mayor. For each one, please tell me which candidate you'd be more likely to support if this were all you knew about the candidates.
Okay.
Try to choose just one, even when the choice is a hard one, please.
Okay.
Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who supports the embargo and opposed of Obama's policies? A candidate who believes the Cuban embargo must be overturned and supports the Obama engagement policies with Cuba?
Mm-hmm.
A or B? Which one do you are you more likely to support? I'm sorry.
But... could you give me 1 second only to think about it?
Go right ahead. No problem. I was just taking a deep breath.
Yes.
Right.
But, you know, I think the embargo to Cuba is good. And I think I will support the candidate. Yeah. The embargo to Cuba is because Cuba is a time for them to open the door. But unfortunately, the embargo not going to do nothing to Cuba because Cuba been on the embargo for so long. They have to change. And what Obama try to change the system because it doesn't work. But by lifting the embargo, that's not going to work either. But the Cuba have their own problem now. But
so
my answer is
more
yes.
Likely to support?
The candidate who oppress for the embargo.
Who supports it?
No, oppress, who want it.
Who
want the embargo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one are you more likely to support? A candidate who believes that local Miami-Dade County already collects enough taxes to address the infrastructure needs of the community? Or a candidate who believes a local comprehensive plan to address Miami-Dade's infrastructure is required, even if it means paying a few dollars more a year in taxes?
The first one.
First one, okay. Which one are you more likely to support? A candidate who supports the LGBT community, including trans rights, or a candidate who opposes expanded rights for the trans community?
No. The candidate who support the LGBTQ. I will vote for them. Yes.
Okay.
Support
Which
them.
One are you more likely to support? A candidate who opposes any bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue for the county as enough funding exists to meet our needs, or a candidate who supports a bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue specific to parks funding, new transit system, enhanced public safety measures, and invest in cultural programming?
The second one.
The second one, okay. Which one are you more likely to support? A candidate who supports allowing managed growth in Miami-Dade County, along metro corridors to reduce traffic congestion, or a candidate who opposes any new growth in Miami-Dade County until traffic congestion can be brought under control?
The first one, sir.
Okay.
in the last statement, which one are you more likely to support? A candidate who believes the county is doing enough to address affordable housing, or a candidate who believes the county has an affordability crisis when it comes to housing and the county needs to address the crisis?
Exactly. And number two.
Number two. Okay. All right. Give me 1 second. I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the... I'm sorry. Let me read that again. I'm going to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for county mayor. And we're almost done. Once again, I appreciate your help. It says, Daniela Levine... All right, great. Daniela Levine Cava is nonprofit and community leader in Miami-Dade County for over 30 years. Her supporters say she's led with vision, integrity, and a commitment to results by confronting the housing crisis, helping people find jobs, and restoring people's trust in their government. She has upheld her promise to create good-paying jobs, invest in infrastructure, keep communities safe through proper funding of police and fire departments, and protecting our environment. She will continue to be a fierce advocate for integrity and honesty in County Hall and change how government works from the inside. Her opponents say she is too liberal and will inject socialist policies in our county. Manny Cid is a businessman and mayor of Miami Lakes, where he was elected as the town's youngest mayor. His supporters say that as a small business owner who works in his restaurant every day, he broke the cycle of rich and powerful politicians calling the shots. While the county was raising taxes and fees on working families, he cut taxes in Miami Lakes and built productive relationships between the city and businesses. He will make county government work for everyone, not just those with an army of lobbyists and lawyers. His opponents say that his pro-growth position as mayor will only lead to worsening congestion and higher housing prices in the county. And last but not least, Alex Otola is a social media influencer and pro-democracy advocate. His supporters say that as a champion for democracy and human rights across Latin America, he has shown the courage and commitment we need in Miami-Dade County, so we can root out communism and sanction those who support tyrannical regimes across our region. His opponents say that county government is not the place to be settling political scores when the county is facing housing and affordability crisis and the impact of extreme climate change. So now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for county mayor was today and the candidates were Manny Cid, Daniela Levine Cava, and Alex Otola, which one would you vote for?
Daniela Levine.
Daniela, okay?
Yeah.
Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for county mayor. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it is for you to vote for them, if it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or if it would have no effect at all on your decision. Here's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Through smart budgeting and efficient use of tax dollars, Mayor Levine Cava introduced the lowest property tax rate since 1982 while maintaining service levels and making historic investments in housing. Is it very convincing, somewhat convincing, or it has no effect for you to vote for her?
No, that's convincing for me. That's very convincing for me.
Very, okay. Mayor Levine Cava understands the need to maintain the same level of services residents, the same level of services residents expect from Miami-Dade County, including housing programs to tackle rising prices, a continued commitment to public safety, and building out our transit system. Is it very convincing to vote for her, somewhat, or not at all?
No, very convincing. Yeah,
okay, Daniela Levine Cava is committed to protecting the rights we enjoy as Americans and Floridians.
Yes.
Very convincing as well?
Very convincing as well.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Mayor Levine Cava's historic rollback of property tax rates was necessary to give homeowners relief during a time of rapidly rising home prices and insurance costs.
Right. We almost finished, huh?
Yes. Is this very convincing to you, somewhat, or
very convincing? Very convincing to me.
Very. Okay. And under Mayor Daniela Levine Cava's leadership, the transit department released its Better Bus Network program to decrease wait times and increase ridership. Is it very convincing, somewhat? Or
yeah,
has
very
no
convincing.
Effect on your code?
No, very,
very
convincing to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So now that you have heard a little bit more, we're going to ask you again. If the election for county mayor were today and candidates were Alex Atola, Manny C., Daniela Levine Cava, which one would you vote for?
Daniela Levine.
Daniela Levine Cava. All right. And if the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were today and the candidates were Republican Joe Martinez or Democrat James Reyes, which one would you vote for?
I know who Joe Martinez is. Joe Martinez. No, I know where he is now. Yes.
Joe Martinez.
Joe Martinez. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In the last presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or for Joe Biden, Democrat?
Joe Biden. For Joe Biden.
For Biden, okay. Yeah, these are the last questions for statistical purposes only, in case you haven't noticed. So, do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
Okay. And what's the last grade or degree you completed in school?
I got my PhD in political science.
Okay, PhD. What is your religion, please?
Catholic. Well, I don't have religion, but I'm a Catholic.
Okay. That's it. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
No, my pleasure is mine. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Bye-bye. You as well. Thank you for your patience. Bye-bye.